was the drummer for one of the bands I thought was going to be huge for rock and roll, but unfortunately they imploded because two brothers couldn't get along and brought the entire band down with them. His book is entitled Hard to Handle, The Life and Death of the Black Crowes. It is Steve Gorman. Steve, thanks for coming on. How are you, man?
I'm good, sir. How about you?
You know, I'm angry about the band, but I can't imagine actually being in the band and going through the drama.
Well, it's, I mean, there was certainly anger and enough of that in all directions to go around from everybody at times. You know, but it's been long enough for me. You know, the band last tour ended 6 years ago. So 6 years on, what's left is appreciation and gratitude and some sadness. But the anger, thankfully, is long gone.
Okay, so you got rid of that. Now, let me tell you a quick story. When I was a young punk intern at a rock station in Peoria, going to Bradley University, you guys came to the radio station. I was I was a big fan. And after you left, I said to myself in the morning crew, I was the producer on the morning show, I said, Chris Robinson is the biggest jackass I've ever met.
Yeah, I'm not, I mean, you are not alone in that assessment from the world of radio.
I mean, Shake Your Moneymaker was so big, Hard to Handle, She Talks to Angels, Twice as Hard, Jealous Again. I mean, four huge rock hits. What happened?
Well, I think, you know, what we were dealing with is just some very troubled people. And, you know, fame and success at a really early age ultimately end up being a mirror. And when you look in the mirror and hate what you see, you either stop and address it or you ignore it. And then it haunts you for the rest of your life because you've never faced yourself. And I think ultimately that's what happened there.
Rolling Stone named the Black Crowes the best new American band of 1990. Southern Harmony and Musical Companion, your second album, Remedy. I love the song Sting Me, which we opened up with. In 93, I went to see you guys in DeKalb, and I went to the show, and this is no lie, Steve. I went to the show with Rick Nielsen and Tom Peterson of Cheap Trick because...
I was just going to say, I remember them being there and hanging out with them after the set. Were you backstage with them?
I was backstage. And
yeah, I remember that.
I remember meeting you and Rich, but Chris, I don't think, was around.
Well, no telling, but and the reason I remember that is, A, huge Cheap Trick fan, so it was exciting that those guys were there. And then B, for weeks afterwards, I'd go to my wardrobe case and I'd pull out a jacket or a pair of pants to wear, and the pockets were full of Rick Nielsen guitar picks because he just filled them. He literally put hundreds of picks in all of our wardrobe cases, and for weeks we'd be like, oh my God, it was so funny. You know, it's one of those things that the first one you find, you laugh. And the second one, you laugh. And around the ninth one, you're like, what's going on? What's wrong with this dude? And then at the 100th one, it's the funniest thing of all time again.
God, that is so funny that you remember that show back in 90. It was winter of 93 because I remember it was cold and we got pulled over on the way home because the cops, for some reason, thought it was a celebrity. And when they found out it was Rick, he had to get out of the car and take a picture with the police officers. And then they let us go.
Well, I remember that gig, and I remember a lot of gigs, and I remember an awful lot of, I remember the 90s, as hazy as they were in the moment, all of that decade just went to that part of my brain that I would love to flush if I could, but it doesn't seem to ever want to go away.
We're talking with Steve Gorman. His book is entitled Hard to Handle, The Life and Death of the Black Crowes. You know, we all fight with our brothers. I have seven. We grow up, you mature, you stop fighting. How come you guys couldn't get to that level in the Black Crowes?
I think the band bought into its own mythology early on. Again, a lot of the stuff is, you know, we had two brothers that didn't, you know, they didn't like each other when I met them.
Right.
You know, they were fighting about everything when we were a local band and there were no stakes and there was nothing to lose. And you may think that, oh, well, if you get success, you'll appreciate it. And then you'll go like, oh my gosh, we got to figure out how to not screw this up. The exact opposite is true. They both took it as a sign of their inherent genius. It's the fatal flaw of the Black Crowes. They would tell you that it's the, you know, that their writing and that their relationship and that their vision is what created the band. And I would tell you a very different story.
They're not living in reality. That's the thing. You talk in the book about some nights you could be the greatest rock band on the planet. Other nights you could be the worst rock band on the planet. Did you know before you went on stage what kind of night it would be for the Black Crowes?
No. Those things swung in an instant.
Oh, jeez, man. How do you live with that?
No, I mean, we walked to the stage many a night in the middle of a fight. And I mean, punches are being thrown with the house lights down. That's true. Not threats, but actual punches thrown. And then we'd go out and have an amazing show. And then we had nights where we walked to the stage and everyone's laughing and something happened and we're in the best mood. And then it would only take the slightest, thing going wrong. You know, if Chris was having a bad night, his first impulse was to look around and figure out who to blame it on.
Right. How bad were the drugs back in the day?
Bad. It just depends. I mean, for the guys who were doing them, they're great. We'll put it this way. When there's people who are not wanting to face themselves and deal with reality and accountability to their partners, drugs are almost a necessity because they enable you to do that.
Right.
And get through the day. So.
Yep.
But, when you're doing drugs, and I've done drugs, and I drank a ton, and I did it to myself as well, it's real easy to sit there and drink yourself through the show and go, man, it felt amazing. And then ignore the fact that the audience was clearly not really with you all night.
Right. Usually when a person becomes a parent, you get a reset, a redo. I mean, that didn't happen with Chris Robinson when he became a parent.
I wouldn't speak to that. I can tell you that it sure as hell works for me.
Yeah. I think it worked for a lot of people.
Well, and it was so freeing to me. I was like, oh, God, I can stop thinking about myself. Great. really, well, it was fantastic. I mean,
there are rumors that Chris and Rich cut a deal with Live Nation and the Black Crowes will be out on the road in 2020. Will you be with the band?
No.
Not at all?
Nope.
They haven't contacted you whatsoever?
No, they have not. And I do not imagine that'll be happening anytime soon.
This tour is just a money grab.
That is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
There's no one in the band that's ever been in the band before except for them. And so,
jeez.
I did write in my book that they can put each other to within an inch of each other's lives. But if there's something that appears that's going to benefit the two of them financially, they will screw any and everybody around them. And that's what, that's what they're doing. And all I want to do is just be in a situation where I never have to be in a room with those guys. Because whatever brilliant idea they might have and whatever beautiful song they can and have written and whatever they do musically that can still represent the most significant musical experience of my life, it's not worth it to revisit that on any level.
Well, good for you for growing up. And your band, Trigger Hippie, will be in town at the Beat Kitchen at Belmont and Hoyne on Friday, November 15th.
It's just time to get out and play some shows. We just put a new record out, and I'm thrilled about that.
Well, good for you, man. I'm glad you finally grew up and you saw the light. The name of the book is called Hard to Handle, The Life and Death of the Black Crowes, drummer Steve Gorman. Steve, we'll see you when you come to town. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, man. It's a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
All right. Take care.